co-founder of one of the biggest Canadian companies, defends Trump's demands, "Win by helping America win." By Hannah Knudsen on February 3, 2025. Toby Lutka, co-founder of one of Canada's biggest companies, Shopify, has defended President Donald Trump's demands, expressing the belief that Canada can win by helping America win. As promised, Trump has been moving forward with tariffs on major U.S. trading partners, including Canada and Mexico. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt made the announcement on Friday, stating, "The president will be implementing tomorrow a 25% tariffs on Mexico, 25% tariffs on Canada, and a 10% tariff on China for the illegal fentanyl that they have sourced and allowed to distribute into our country, which has killed tens of millions of Americans. Energy resources from Canada would be subject to a 10% tariff. If the president does choose to implement any tariffs against Canada, we're ready with a response, a purposeful, forceful but reasonable, immediate response," Trudeau responded, as the tariff war continues. A fact sheet from the White House states, "President Trump is taking bold action to hold Mexico, Canada, and China accountable to their promises of halting illegal immigration and stopping poisonous fentanyl and other drugs from flowing into our country," noting that there are border issues with Canada as well. "Tariffs are a powerful, proven source of leverage for protecting the national interest." It continues, noting that Trump is simply using the tools at hand and taking decisive action that puts American safety and our national security first. Lutka believes the Canadian government should comply with Trump. "Canada thrives when it works with America together," he reportedly said. "Win by helping America win." Trump believes that Canada has not held its side of the bargain. "These are things that every Canadian wants its government to do, too," he said, adding that they are not crazy demands, even if they came from an unpopular source. "These tariffs are going to be devastating to so many people's lives and small businesses," he warned. Canadian leader Justin Trudeau responded over the weekend by threatening 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods. This will include immediate tariffs on $30 billion worth of goods as of Tuesday, followed by further tariffs on $125 billion worth of American products in 21 days' time to allow Canadian companies and supply chains to seek to find alternatives, he said. On Monday, President Trump announced that he had spoken with Trudeau and plans to do so again this afternoon. "Canada doesn't even allow U.S. banks to open or do business there. What's that all about? Many such things, but it's also a drug war, and hundreds of thousands of people have died in the U.S. from drugs pouring through the borders of Mexico and Canada," Trump said. "Just spoke to Justin Trudeau. We'll be speaking to him again at 3 p.m., he announced. Related, oh, Canada. Trump threatens Canada's leadership with increased tariffs for abuse of USA.